Please leave me a message.
Hi, Vic. It's Chris. But you know that. Well, it's Valentine's Day, and I'm here and you're there, which seems to be the story of our lives at the moment. You're probably not up yet, but at least you'll wake up with a Valentine's message. Victoria Goodwin.
I want to say that stupid line one more time.
I love you.
Yeah. Don't listen to him. He's a good man, but he's not quite right in the head.
Oh, I'm too old for Valentine's Day, love. As I'm nearly 92, do you expect me to remember?
Oh, you're going back a long, long time now. Oh, how old?
I was 18 or 19.
A soldier in the war.
Was it?
Yeah, he sent abroad and I never saw him again. Hubert Buckle, that was his name. And I'd been married a number of years to my husband that I've got now. My mum's been dead a long time. But good many years later, he went to see my mother to see what had happened to me and where I was. She didn't tell me for a long time afterwards. She said, I'm not going to get in touch with her because she's happily married.
Oh, I wasn't bad looking, I don't think. I have plenty of friends. Plenty of men friends. Trouble is, I've lost my sweetheart.
Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you, dear, like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving you. Maybe I'm wrong.
रिश्ता आया है सुन 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 दीदी तेरे लिए एक रिश्ता आया है
सुन 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 दीदी तेरे लिए एक रिश्ता आया है. What it means is that listen, my elder sister, somebody has proposed you. And then she goes on and describes that what are the characteristics, what are the traits of the boy who has proposed you. But then she goes on, she becomes a bit nasty, I mean just teasing her elder sister, and she says, the boy comes from a very good family, but he stammers a little. And then she goes on, she says, and she's okay, but he has the marks of smallpox on his face. Just teasing, it's not true. And it's smallpox, and he chews beetle leaves all the time and spits around all the time. And it's not general, but when he drinks, he comes a little late. And mind you, he doesn't drink normally. He only drinks when he loses in gambling. So she says I really like him and I sympathize with him as well, because half of his days are spent behind bars.
Vic walking through cowpats in the middle of Brighton. Oh, in the middle of a field, in the middle of nowhere on the outskirts of Brighton. No, she just had loads of shit all over her feet and she just didn't care. And it just sort of typifies her usual attitude towards non-shoe wearing and getting her feet very dusty all the time. You're wild!
Ow! Don't you come back until you take a shower!
Hola, Victoria. ¿Cómo estás? Loca, enthusiastic,
me gusta hacer turismo.
Unique.
Es algo estimulante.
We were walking through Covent Garden and I just look at the Gap shop and I just there was something on display. Look, it was really similar the way she dresses, and I just went like, look, this is very you. And she was like, excuse me, I'm much, much cooler than that. You're wild! Hi! Noisy, bouncy, and very giggly. Couldn't get hold of Vic on the phone, and we were just like pacing up and down West London trying to look for this party. We just couldn't remember. So about an hour after walking in my heels, which, you know, is never a pleasurable experience, all of a sudden we turned the street and I heard Vic cackle so loudly, and that was it. We knew where the party was. If you can't find a party that Vic's at, you just have to be really quiet and listen, and you'll just know. Make a heart go down, stop the war with love. Make a liar tell the
truth. Ah, well, right then. We better do some work, I suppose.
Right, I'm at Bournemouth train station. A couple of tatted palm trees, Victorian type. And I'm here to see if I can't get some people to talk about Valentine's Day. So, how long have you known each other?
Sorry, we just came here for the tea weekend.
Oh, okay. Have you come far?
We came here for the tea weekend.
Why have you come to Bournemouth? Have you come a long way?
My brother's shoes is hurting.
Sorry?
My brother's shoes is so hurting.
How strange. It makes me think that perhaps Bournemouth isn't such a fuddy-duddy place after all. Maybe I need to do some more investigating.
Things ain't what they used to be. Well, he's at a urinal on the toilets and he's got a magnifying glass. Things ain't what they used to be. Mind you, there's another one. Dentist in a chair, lady at a dentist chair. I think I'd rather have a baby than have a tooth fill. Blimey, miss, make up your mind, I have to change the position.
It appears to be ice skating. Coming towards one on the postcard, but and there's somebody else on the sign line saying, hey Sonia, and holding a pair of knickers.
A lady sat in a chair, and the doctor's come to see her because she's got constipation. And the doctor says, what do you do for your constipation? She says, I do knitting. You know, like people that are on holiday that come down, they still like the old-fashioned postcards, you know, you still get them. We've got one guy that comes down, he comes down regular every 3 months, comes down, checks out what we've got, if he hasn't got it, to see. And he's got a door, and he puts all the cards on his door in the toilet. And what he does every 6 months is replenish them, because they've got tattoo. It's cheaper than wallpaper.
Listeners, I have in my hand a piece of filth, the new single from Paul McCartney in the Frogs Chorus, which contains the refrain, bum, 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 bum. I don't want to hear about your nether regions, Mr. McCartney, and I'm not playing this shit on my show. Here's Frankie Goes to Hollywood, relax.
Well, you're wild!
Now what do we do?
Hello. Very jolly. Super fun. Very funny. She did actually smoke some spliff and kind of went quite funny, but very funny. But then of course the car broke down and we had to call the police to come and rescue us. And they came to rescue us, and Vic desperately trying to hold it together, and me also desperately hold it together, trying to direct our way home. And in the end the police had to overtake us and drive us back to our cottage because we didn't know where it was anymore, which was slightly embarrassing.
This is my boss, Jonathan Hart, a self-made millionaire. He's quite a guy.
Take the fish out of the oven.
This is Mrs. H. She's gorgeous. She's one lady who knows how to take care of herself.
Hi.
By the the way, my name is Max. I take care of both of them, which ain't easy. Because when they met, it was mad.
A best friend. Midnight, naked swimming with a bottle of champagne. Bouncing in, you know, knocks everything flying. Hello, it's me! Have you seen me yet? Great, here I am, come on, let's have some fun.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Lay your sleeping head, my love, human, on my faithless arm. Time and fevers burn away individual beauty from thoughtful children, and the grave proves the child ephemeral. But in my arms, till break of day, let the living creature lie, mortal, guilty, but to me, the entirely beautiful. Soul and body have no bounds. To lovers as they lie upon her tolerant, enchanted slope in their ordinary swoon, grave the vision Venus sends of supernatural sympathy, universal love and hope, while an abstract insight wakes among the glaciers and the rocks, the hermit's carnal ecstasy. Certainty, fidelity, on the stroke of midnight pass like vibrations of a bell, and fashionable madmen raise their pedantic, boring cry. Every farthing cost, all the dreaded cards foretell, shall be paid, but from this night not a whisper, not a thought, not a kiss nor look be lost. Beauty, midnight, vision dies. Let the winds of dawn that blow softly round your dreaming head such a day of welcome show eye and knocking heart may bless. Find our mortal world enough. Noons of dryness find you fed by the involuntary powers. Nights of insult let you pass, watched by every human love.